That's a short piece by pianist Sally Whitwell. We heard her performing with Sally Walker on flute, and it's called Road Trip. She says, the inspiration for Road Trip comes from the train commute I make weekly from Sydney to a university teaching job in Newcastle. I really enjoy the landscapes I encounter on this journey and the way they evolve from urban to suburban to mountainous bushland tumbling down into the Hawkesbury River. I love that. So not quite a road trip, more of a train commute, but it's on the road nonetheless. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted, and being on the road, a road trip is the theme for the show today. I thought it would be fun with the coming of spring, or at least it feels like spring where I am today, to hit the road. And of course, just have this as an excuse to play some really interesting, great music for you on the program today. So road trip is our theme. Got a variety of different things, exploring the road, exploring different places. I want to go now to a piece by Michael Torkey, a composer well known for writing music inspired by different places. In this case, it's Three Manhattan Bridges, and I am sitting in Washington Heights, Manhattan, very close to the George Washington Bridge. So I thought, let's do that. Let's do the George Washington Bridge. This is a piece for orchestra. I probably won't have enough time to hear all of it, but let's have a listen. Three Manhattan Bridges, George Washington Bridge by Michael Torkey.
Thank you.
Music by Michael Torkey, inspired by the George Washington Bridge. I think he does a nice job. He's got that, this kind of expansive sound. And if you've ever seen the George Washington Bridge, I think it fits. It's really, really quite a, well, I think it's a gorgeous bridge. I live very close to the park. If you saw Lin-Manuel Miranda's movie, In the Heights, there's a very famous scene in the J. Hood Wright Park with this gorgeous view of the George Washington Bridge in the background. So I think of that when I hear that music by Michael Torkey. Our theme today is Road Trip. Let's turn to a new album by violinist Augustine Hadaliche, and it's called American Road Trip. So that fits the bill, right? In this album, he's traveling the musical highways and byways of his adoptive homeland in company of pianist Orion Weiss. They perform a melting pot of American composers from the 20th, 19th and 21st centuries. Don't know why I said that out of order, but anyway, 19th, 20th, and 21st centuries. And the piece I want to play is one of my favorites, actually, by John Adams, maybe because it's such a small work. I always think of John Adams writing these big operas and giant pieces, but he wrote a piece back in the 90s called Road Movies, or maybe it was in the 80s. At any rate, Road Movies is only for violin and piano. And Adams says, the title is total whimsy. probably suggested by the groove in the piano part, all of which is required to be played in a swing mode. And then he actually explains swing. The second and fourth of each group of four notes are played slightly late. So he's swinging. It's a classical musician swinging. Movement one is a relaxed drive down a not unfamiliar road. Material is recirculated in a sequence of recalls that suggest a rondo form. All right, well, that's a little bit, kind of a academic way to describe what I think is really great music. But let's hear Augustine Hadaleish and Orion Weiss perform Road Movies, and this is the first movement. Thank you. Music by John Adams, a piece called Road Movies, and we heard the first movement, Relaxed Groove. I like that piece a lot. I like all three movements, but I think a part of it is it's very Adams, right? It's very American in its sound world. He's kind of, taking a lot of different elements of American music and putting it through his own kind of quasi-minimalistic style. But I like that it's a small piece, only for violin and piano. That's from a new album by Augustine Hadaliche called American Road Trip, and we heard Orion Weiss on piano as well. All right, let's go to a fun piece, a big piece. This is a trombone concerto number one called Motorbike Odyssey, known by a lot of people as the Motorbike Concerto. I thought this would be really fun. And the composer is Jan Sandstrom, and it's for a large orchestra written in 1989, and it was dedicated to the trombone virtuoso Christian Lindbergh, who we'll hear performing it. And he says that the piece is meant to be a musical telling of a modern Odysseus traveling the world with his trombone on a motorbike. Let's do this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
the Motorbike Concerto, Motorbike Odyssey. And we heard trombonist Christian Lindberg, and again, a musical telling of a modern Odysseus traveling the world on motorbike with his trusty trombone. That's my kind of guy. I like that. I like this version of Odysseus. I have to confess that I personally like the idea of motorcycles better than I actually like motorcycles, because when one goes by, I always think, gosh, that's loud. It's so noisy. Why are they so noisy? But Sundström does a great job of making that noisy motorbike sound in the orchestra, and using the brass too, not only the solo trombone, of course, which, my goodness, what an incredible part, but also in the orchestra itself. Great music there by Jan Sundström. Our theme on the program is road trip. And we've done a lot of different ways of having a road trip, from a train commute to a motorist to now a motorbike. Let's go to a person who's going to Peru, which is where her family is from. This is the first time that she had visited Peru, specifically to find musical inspiration. It's by Gabriela Lena Frank. The piece is called Elegía Andina, or Andean Elegy. And she says, as children of a multicultural marriage, our father being Lithuanian Jewish and our mother being Chinese Peruvian Spanish, our early days were filled with Chinese stir-fry cuisine, Andean nursery songs, and frequent visits from our New York-bred Jewish cousins. As a young piano student, my repertoire included not only my own compositions that carried overtones from Peruvian folk music, but also rags of Scott Joplin and minuets by the Sons of Bach. So for this piece, Elegía Andina, she went back to Peru to kind of discover that musical inspiration, but she also included a lot of other elements. She says she continues to thrive on multiculturalism. So let's hear as much as we can of Elegía Andina. This is an orchestra work by Gabriela Lena Frank.
Thank you.
That's music by Peruvian American composer Gabriela Lena Frank. It is called Elegía Andina for orchestra or Andean Elegy, speaking of the Andean mountains in Peru. And that's as much time as we have on the program today for our theme, Road Trip. Many, many other pieces out there I could have chosen, but I thought this was a really interesting way to approach the topic. It is spring. I don't know. Let's get on the road. Let's go somewhere. I am feeling good. That was a kind of a long winter, and here we are at the end of it, and hopefully we have a really great spring and summer ahead. Relevant Tones is a production of Access Contemporary Music, a nonprofit organization with the mission of providing equitable access to the transformative power of music making. Find out more at acmusic.org. On behalf of Relevant Tones, I'm Seth Bosted. Thanks so much for listening.